The initial conditions for young massive cluster formation in the galactic center, convergence of large-scale gas flows, by Bethan A. Williams et al. Young massive clusters, YMCs, are compact, is less than or equal to 1%, high mass, greater than 10 to the power of 4 Msun, stellar systems of significant scientific interest. Due to their rarity and rapid formation, we have very few examples of YMC progenitor gas clouds before star formation has begun. As a result, the initial conditions required for YMC formation are uncertain. We present high resolution 0.13 carat, approximately 1000 O, ALMA observations and MOPRA single dish data, showing that galactic center dust ridge backquote cloud D G 0.412 plus 0.052, mass approximately 7.6 times 10 to the 4 Msun, radius approximately 3.2%, has the potential to become an arches-like YMC 10 to the power of 4 Msun, R approximately 1%, but is not yet forming stars. This would mean it is the youngest known pre-star forming massive cluster and therefore could be an ideal laboratory for studying the initial conditions of YMC formation. We find 96 sources in the dust continuum, with masses is less than or equal to 3 Msun and radii of approximately 10 to the power of 3O. The source masses and separations are more consistent with thermal rather than turbulent fragmentation. It is not possible to unambiguously determine the dynamical state of most of the sources, as the uncertainty on virial parameter estimates is large. We find evidence for large-scale, approximately 1%, converging gas flows, which could cause the cloud to grow rapidly, gaining 10 to the power of 4 Msun within 10 to the power of 5 year. The highest density gas is found at the convergent point of the large-scale flows. We expect this cloud to form many high-mass stars, but find no high-mass starless cores. If the sources represent the initial conditions for star formation, the resulting IMF will be bottom-heavy. This was the initial conditions for young massive cluster formation in the galactic center, convergence of large-scale gas flows, by Bethan A. Williams et al.